Right now, the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Generator Supercenter and Tylock Nasser Vision.
Yeah, I have to apologize. My voice is on the fritz. But I would like to go ahead and continue broadcasting for a lot of the people today.
That's another thing that's going to happen to Gordon.
He's going to be paid by the ticket
some 10 years after he leaves.
It's not true.
But someday his voice is going to stick like that because he doesn't. Like every 3 weeks or so.
And I don't do it every 3 weeks, and that's not true. And I'd appreciate it if you withdrew that comment.
It's going to happen.
No. All right, for $1 million, wouldn't you switch to this voice?
No.
No.
Why not?
$1 million.
$1 million.
A year?
No, no, just $1 million.
No.
One-time fee.
No.
Your hypotheticals are getting poor.
This is not that bad of a voice. It's not like people can't understand you. And it's only, I mean, it's a $1 million.
No.
That is a lot of money in today's, in everybody's world.
Let's talk to you in like 2 hours.
What do you mean?
Whoever this character is.
It's not a character, it's me, George.
Join us at 8:40.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about the rocket.
Guy who took $1 million for that voice.
Okay. Dr. Tonsillitis.
All right, so we get the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2026. Do any of these annoy you, or do you approve of every single one of them? First of all, getting in.
Can I call a quick timeout?
No.
Are they inducting people like every 6 months? Didn't we just... Didn't we just do this?
Let them have some
fun. It doesn't
fun.
Seem like it's yes. every April... I thought we just talked about this in like November or something.
Well, I mean,
that was when it was announced and they were put in a day or two ago. Is that what it is?
No, I think it's happens in November.
Yeah, they get put in November.
Okay,
the new list gets announced in April.
Whatever it is, it seems like it comes up every 2 months.
All right, after that defeat, let's
talk about this year's class.
Well, there's four categories. There's the performers category, performers whose music and cultural impact has changed the course of rock and roll. Then there's influential musicians whose innovative styles have propelled cultural change.
Okay.
That's somehow different. And then there's a musical excellence award designated for writers, producers, and session musicians who've played a key role in rock history. And that kind of opened it up, for, like... guys in the Wrecking Crew and stuff, people that aren't household names, but certainly musicians know who they are. And then there's the Ahmet Ertegun Award. And that honors industry professionals who are not performers but made a significant impact on the business of music. And that can be like an agent. So you can get like agents in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Anyway, the ones that we know. First of all, Phil Collins. Does he belong
Absolutely.
In the Rock and Roll? Well, let's debate it here.
There's no debate.
He's already in for his Genesis work. Is that correct?
Yes. In 2010, he was inducted because he was a member of Genesis. But this is Phil Collins,
the man.
Yes, I think he does belong as a solo artist. He was huge.
He was so big in the 80s. And he's an incredible drummer. Like, people forget because he was so... What an unlikely front man. Like, would you have predicted that a guy that looked like that would be a superstar in the age of MTV?
No.
No.
And with the unusual voice. He had that unusual voice, too. That kind of nasally sounding voice. That right there, I think, is one of the greatest things he ever did.
Yeah.
The gated snare sound. You ever gone a deep dive on that, Giorgio, of what room they used for that and how they decided to cut off the reverb and not hold it out?
Mm-mm.
It's pretty cool. Play that riff again. Look at how simple that riff is and how iconic it is.
So cool.
All right. So Phil Collins gets in. Billy Idol. He enters the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on his second nomination.
Oh, these are guys that definitely got in. These aren't nominees.
Yeah, these are the ones who actually...
Gordon's just trying to get him back out.
What?
Good for
not.
Billy Idol.
As he tries to debate him.
Oh, I'm happy about Billy
dancing
Idol.
Dancing with myself, dancing with myself. with the river, yeah!
I think he deserves it.
Yeah.
It's a nice day for a black wedding.
You're kind of minimizing his career just a little bit.
Well, as I'm reading these, I'm going, okay, well, that isn't that great a song.
They were fine for the time.
And then, money, money, money.
Yeah, that one kind of kicked me a little bit.
I was like that.
I'm with George. That's a beating. So far we haven't hit a good song.
Yes, yeah, there's plenty of them in there.
All right, well, which one of that?
White Wedding was a fine song.
And my wedding.
Good riff. It's all good.
That's like, I don't know who you're doing about there, but it's not Billy Idol.
And then what about Rock the Cradle of Love? Rock the Cradle of Love.
First time, it was fun.
Flesh for Fantasy.
That's a great song. He's had one good song.
He's had plenty.
I do like the fact that he was somewhat of a baritone in being a lead singer. Like, that's what's cool about Billy Idol and, I guess, Jim Morrison. A little bit deeper voice.
Catch My Fall was a great song.
Yep.
Hot in the City was a great song.
Well, that's a remake, isn't it?
Yeah.
Dancing with Myself, you mentioned that.
Yeah, that's a bad song.
These are all the songs that charted. Rebel Yell, yeah, White
bad
Wedding.
Bad song.
Eyes Without a Face.
Yeah, bad song.
Money, Money.
That's a cover.
That was a great timeout song at Maverick Games in the 80s.
Yeah.
Your Dancing Dogs.
No, I actually support Billy Idol. That's good.
I can tell.
That is actually about it, though.
Rip him for 5 minutes and then say, yeah, I support him.
You know, he doesn't have a giant catalog.
Yeah. So.
Smaller than I thought.
I mean, congratulations. He's also got that big documentary out now. What's it called? It's like I Should Be Dead or something like that. It seems like they're pushing a lot these days on streaming.
Huh, I hadn't seen it.
Okay. Iron Maiden, finally inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall on its third nomination.
Should be in.
Hey, Rich.
Name one good song. That's the big challenge. Just see if Craig can name one good song from Iron Maiden.
White Wedding.
See?
What's the one that goes, I am Iron Man.
Oh, that's Creed?
That's not Creed. Now, I know some huge Iron Maiden fans. That was the lead singer was Judas Priest. Joy Division and New Order. It's very confusing that they get in on two different band names. And I thought those were two different bands, even though they had the same people.
I don't really know much about either.
No,
that's a little confusing. But yeah, their lead singer of Joy Division took his... I need to not offend the algorithm here. But he completed his own life.
Killed himself?
Whoa!
Oh.
I really don't think...
He unalived himself.
Yes.
He committed suicide.
Oh!
Got sick and passed away?
Yes, he got sick and passed away.
Okay.
And then they became New Order. And then they did that kind of electronica dance music. It was really good stuff. Oasis gets in.
Never really been a fan one way or the other. I understand.
Kind of the same. I miss the whole Oasis.
I know, huge Oasis
Second
fans
coming of the Beatles
think they
business.
Changed everything.
Yeah.
Like Steve Nash thought Oasis was the greatest.
I thought he was Radiohead.
Yeah,
he also
loved
Oasis
too,
guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I need to get into Oasis and figure out what is the deal with those guys. Because all I really know is, because after all, you're my Wonderwall.
Oh, my gosh. All I know is that those brothers hate each other.
Yeah, hate each other. Liam and Noel.
Mm-hmm.
Noel.
It's a kind of nasally singing, and you need to do really long notes with zero vibrato. Vibrato. Sade makes it.
She's great.
Yeah.
Luther Vandross.
He was great. What a voice.
Yes.
Wu-Tang Clan makes it.
Okay, this is the part where someone says, is that really rock and roll? Okay, we're past that one, right?
Yeah, because they expanded the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Like, right. I would argue, is Phil Collins rock and roll? That's not rock and roll.
He was classified as rock
in the
80s. It
seems pop to me. Susu Studio, that's rock and roll? I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't know what rock and roll is. It's a very amorphous term.
Yeah. Sure.
And those are the people that that make it. There's the Early Influence Award. I'm not sure what that is all about, but Celia Cruz gets that. She's a Cuban singer. Fela Kuti, Nigerian singer. Queen Latifah makes it into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. MC Light and Graham Parsons, who played way back with the Birds and other stuff.
Yeah. Isn't that another thing? That
and the
they
father
just
of Alan Parsons.
So many going in every year. Or maybe you need that because there's been so many groups and you're trying to catch up over 60 years, I guess. I don't know.
The Musical Excellence Award goes to Linda Creed.
Oh, that's Creed?
QDJ.
Oh, no.
Rick Rubin also makes it in. Rick Rubin, who's on every documentary, Greatness. It seems like, these days. Looking like that one member of the Oak Ridge Boys.
Did you ever watch the one where he and Paul go back through Beatles tracks? Did you ever go watch that?
Yes, I watched it, and somebody should have said to Paul, hey, maybe not chew the gum the whole documentary.
Didn't it seem like most of the...
Hey, man, it's just paying attention.
Didn't it seem like most of it was those two looking at each other and, like, pointing and going, ooh.
Yeah, but I love that. Gosh, that my musical nerddom was up to 11 on that thing.
Yeah, it was good.
It's shot in black and white, and they go through, they have like the masters of the Beatle recordings, and so they can ISO anything they want to, and
Rick Rubin was just freaking out on it, just like, oh yeah, God, I can't believe I'm listening to this.
Totally geeking out as a huge Beatles fan, and Paul's just being full-blown Paul, you know, just... You know, that was a great thing. You know, John would come in and he would have an idea. You know, he'd be like, oh, you got this bit. And I'd, oh, okay, why don't we do this? And
when was this done?
About 5 years ago, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit longer. It's a three-parter. It's really good. They go through a bunch of different songs, just them in a warehouse room that's dimly lit. And Paul seems like, I swear, half the time Paul's standing up with his hands inside his fake leather jacket and just acting like he just is walking through the room. I don't know. So there they are. There's some of the nominees. I guess we have a problem with only Billy Idol. That's the only one that we really have rejected.
And to be clear, they're not the nominees.
I mean, yes, these are the final.
The new members.
New members.
The to be inducted. Class, it's the class of 2026.
Yes. They're not the winners.
No, they're not really winners.
You don't win to get in the Hall of Fame, but it seems weird to say that none of these guys are winners.
It's the new class of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I got to ask you, how'd you get such a cool North Texas t-shirt?
You like this? I was wondering when I pulled this out to put this on today, will George notice this
thing?
Yeah,
that's really cool.
Do you believe
as the diving eagle over the state of Texas and... University alumni.
Yep. Alumni, baby. Alumni. You remember, I have a doctorate from the North Texas.
Yeah, you do.
Honorary.
Yes.
Were you a big dog?
It's honorary. We don't need to say that part. But anyway, yes, I am Dr. Gordon Keith. Yeah. So.
Okay.
All right, Gordo. Thank you, doctor.